Good morning and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
Thank you. Thank you, Handbell Choir. How wonderful today. And we are so glad to have them part of the worship experience. And hopefully it's ushering in your attitude of Advent and Christmas into this time. We want to welcome you to First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home this morning. And we want to say welcome to our radio and television audience and out over the internet. And we're glad to have you with us today. A few things to mention today that we have in our announcements and in the bulletins. We have the radio broadcast for today is in traditional sponsored by Don and Mary Ann Cox. And so we certainly appreciate that. And we certainly want to thank all of our sponsors who help make this happen. So I do want to mention as well, you have these angels that are on the tree out here, these little cute little angels, and on them, these are in our foyers, are names. Like this one is Miss Joyce Miles, and she's just right across the street over here at Elmcroft. Anyway, I invite you to grab one of these little angels, and what this is just essentially to remind you to reach out to a loved one within the community that may not be able to get here on Sunday mornings, and would love to hear from a church family member during Christmas time. So, you know, whatever God leads you to do to reach out to them, that would be great. I'm going to lay this little angel right here. That way it doesn't disappear and fly off. So with that mentioned, please check that out. As well, we have in there our updated and corrected pie chart on giving for the year as we try to finish the year strong in preparing for 2019. All right, lots of neat stuff happening in the life of the church. I invite you to check that out and to see what's going on in our calendar of activities and events, of our big Christmas Eve service that's coming up, plus our Christmas Eve of carols, cookies, and the Christ Child will be coming up too. So anyway, a lot of things. Come and check us out and be part of it. And today, I know we're excited for the cantata. It is going to be fantastic. So, well, with all of this said, we are glad to have you with us at First Methodist Church this morning. Oh, the poinsettias. Don't forget those by any chance. And the for those who they're in honor of and memory of are listed in your bulletin. Well, again, good to have you this morning, and I hope and pray that you will enjoy this experience and it will lead you deeper in faith as you move into the Advent, into Christmas season. So let us now stand together as we sing our first hymn, which is, yes, 218.
Amen. Today is the third Sunday in the Advent season. On this day, we light the third candle in the Advent wreath as we watch and wait for signs of the Savior's birth. Hear now these words from the prophet Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish his kingdom and uphold it with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. This morning, as we light the third Advent candle, we, like the shepherds, watch and wait for signs of the Messiah's birth, and we celebrate the good news of his coming into the world. We reflect on the wonder of the manger, which represents God's rescue mission to come and save us, and we celebrate the love born into the world on Christmas Day. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for loving us and for saving us through Christ. May we be ever humbled in the face of your great love. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Dylan. What an amazing job that you do. Our scripture reading for today is the very traditional reading of the birth of Jesus. So listen closely to Luke 2, 1 through 16. It says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. At this time, I'll invite down our ushers, and we'll take up this morning's offering. And as they do, I say thank you very much for your giving to the church and knowing that these gifts are used to continue the ministries of First United Methodist Church of Christ in this community and around the world. Let us be in the spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, Almighty God, Emmanuel, O Lord, you are with us this day. And we thank you, O God, for how you have poured out yourself into us through this baby boy that was born over 2,000 years ago. And in doing so, restored humanity and brought us back into relationship with you. O God, we give our offering this morning to you, and we ask that you bless these gifts and use them for your kingdom, and that they may go out and change and transform lives and the world. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You're almost there. The waiting is almost over. Do you hear what I hear? It's Christmas. Come and sing with us one more time. Do you remember your first Christmas? The waiting, the wondering, the wanting, the wishes? What joy could be wrapped for you beneath that tree? The mystery captured your heart as the sights and the sounds and the smells of Christmas mingled in your mind to create the wonder of a child. There were manger scenes and tinfoil wings, wise men and shepherds, oh, holy night, and peace on earth. Do you hear what I hear?
Hear them chime in the cold. It's that time of year. Christmas bells are ringing. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Keeping time loud and clear for everyone to hear. Bells could be angels' wings, keeping time while they're singing.
Glory to God in the highest. Hosanna, our Lord is with us. Never stop listening to the bells that are there to remind us Jesus has come.
See in their holy light the star above the tree, and heaven declaring, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see? You see if you believe.
Come join heaven's choir.
Heaven's choir.
Raise the joy of man's
desire. Glory to God in the highest. Hosanna, our Lord is with us.
By the light that is there to guide us, Jesus has come.
You heard the bells, I heard them too. Homeward we flew, they were ringing. Goodwill to men, that unbroken song carries us on. They were singing. One Christmas day, the choir in my head said, God is not dead.
Bells that are there to remind us.
just like you, every story has a beginning. But Christmas didn't begin in that stable in Bethlehem, not when Mary considered these things that were in her heart. No, the child in Mary's womb was the Word that made the worlds. He was the God who spoke, and the universe was. He was the beginning.
In the beginning was the Word. The world of cold and empty space. God said, let there be light, and captive from the dark. In the beginning was the Word that made the morning learn its place.
In the beginning, God spoke into the void, the darkness obeyed, and the light gave life to all the living. In the beginning, in our perfect paradise, man fell. It all could have ended that day, but God gave a promise, a Christmas promise. You know the story. It's the greatest story ever told. Hear it again, as if for the first time,
Let it mingle with your memories, and before we continue on with the story, taste the triumph of Christmas. Hark, the herald angels sing.
Joy is for highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Hail in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. This is man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hail the praise his glory high, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth, born to give them second birth.
World the Savior.